Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 28th of December, a mostly cloudy and chilly morning here in Auroville on 22 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today sun and areas of low clouds and nice, and over the night areas of low clouds. Temperatures from low 22 to high 28 with heat index on 27 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, 67% illuminated. Following is an excerpt of past Tuesday General Meeting on International Zone Part 2, Reflecting and Looking Forward by Astar Patel.
Friends, there is a few things that I would like to share with what is present now. I would like to say that I'm sharing it with love for everyone. Please take that seriously. And my deep and long engagement, especially with the work of the International Zone in the whole of our world. I think among the circumstances here, perhaps Luigi and I are the only ones who have been here since day one. We've gone through many phases. And all the phases have been important and they have brought us some results, there's no doubt about it. We started at a moment when we thought of sensing the soul of nations, the unique qualities of each culture, each nation. And a lot of us put in a lot of effort in that work. There are two things that are uppermost in me at the moment. I had shared one of my small notes on the subject. Spoke of a world soul of humanity in the making. I shared it a few months back. I think International Zone, the group formation, as it has come and evolved and changed over the years, from day one to now, it has reached a point where it needs to be seen afresh. Seen afresh in spirit, because it's the spirit that creates the form. We very often make the mistake of looking for money, looking for providence, looking for master plans, but the spirit is not there. If the spirit is there, it will create its own form, that's for sure. If that's one thing that Mother has told us about, the world is in such a situation. Is looking desperately for something different. We have some texts of Mother's and of Shabbat's, which we have been sharing with people around. I think those texts are like a second charter for the International Zone, and we should take them seriously. We put them aside. I'm very sorry to say that. We don't look at them. No question of living them. And I don't like this, Priya. I don't know. We're on desert land. That's my inner feeling. We're on desert land. The other day, I came across a word of Mother's, which we all know, but you know, you don't think of everything all the time. She said, Orwell is not an international setting. I shared it with Adler. She's written it. It is not an N-O-T is emphasize an international city. It's a universal city. That means it's a state of consciousness. It's not just getting having people from 55 countries living together without fighting too much. It's good, but it's not enough. It's a state of consciousness with a sense of oneness in your spirit, in your psyche is living. It's a living fact and they're not words. So somehow, our practice has got lost in all our external work. It's not to blame anyone, it happens to all of us. I know it happens to me from time to time. We are so much caught up in external, there we do this, we do that, went to this, went to this, you went to this. You forget where we are in consciousness. And if that is not there, firstly, most of the external things won't happen. That's the migrants. And that's all right. Or some do happen. But it leaves a lot of people in orbit deeply unhappy. What we need, and very much at the moment, is to have what you call a brainstorming. A grouping like Orwell and what we do here can avoid the disasters of a world situation. It is important. It is not just what you and I think and what we do for ourselves. It means nothing. Our context and our point of reference is of the world situation. Are we aware of what's happening? Maldives was happening with us. He told us what a terrible state the world is in. The economic, the educational part, in terms of economy, in terms of politics and ideology, in terms of education, in terms of culture, in terms of civilizational shifts. Take the migration from Middle East to Europe. What is happening to the cultures and civilizations of European society from Scandinavia, Germany to all over? Do we think about it? They are in and they don't know what to do with the influx. Orwell at least offers a certain kind of pattern, I would say. That look, the future is this way. 50 years we have survived. Some of us know very well that in 50 years how many times we could have been folded up. Many of us have been here long enough because there are so many issues, crises. But I'm sharing it with genuine love for people individually and because we have to go through all these experiments, making mistakes, stumbling, standing, and going ahead. But I feel so acute that there is such a divine help at this moment. The world is in such a desperate situation, we have no right to go on with the attitudes of the past.
Tomorrow, Friday 29th of December at 4 p.m. at Bhumika Hall in Bharat Nivas, we are invited from the 50th theme to an update. We are invited to get together for a sharing session on the progress of the preparation for the 50th anniversary. On the eve of the 50th anniversary of Orwell, they're asking you to gather in a sense of joy and gratitude to Orwell to have scored half a century. Some project holders may present their projects to the community, the calendar of events will be shared, and the latest news will be given in an interactive session with the community. The 50th team, together with the Working Committee and the Orwell Foundation, have carefully gone through almost all of the proposals with the capital budget, and they are happy to share their progress with the community. For more than 30 projects proposals, a handful are still being looked at or revised, and very few have not made the selection. On Saturday, 30th of December, 7:30 p.m., Kalabumi Studio invites us to December edition of Kalabumi Goes Live with Moniz and Sons, Swaha Blues Band, West to East, and the Parkimeter. They invite us all to celebrate farewell to 2017 and to welcome 2018 with them. And on Monday, 1st of January, 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to inauguration Art for Land exhibition. The program will include traditional lighting of the lamp to mark opening a short musical offering by Jivatman, sharing by Chantal Gone, who has been regular donor of artworks for land, and a small presentation on the land by Sigrid and Aryadeep. The exhibition will be on display from 1st of January to 15th of February between 9:30 to 4:30 p.m. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen A Wedding, drama which was made in Belgium, France and Pakistan in 2016 and directed by Stefan Strecker. And from The Words of the Mother, Volume 15, we read, "The universe is a finite whole, but its context is infinite. The changes which occur in this infinity result from the actions of the essence on substance, from the penetration, the permeation of quantity, by quality, which brings about a constant and progressive organization and reorganization of the content of the universe." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.